This is the Tech Talk Podcast from RNIB.
Hello, this is Jake Holt recording for the Tech Talk Podcast from the RNIB. Here today to demonstrate a little app called Reverb AI. Now, what Reverb AI is? Well, I can tell you for certain what it isn't. It isn't related to this effect. What it actually is an app you use to control Amazon's voice assistant, whose name I will not mention and will hereon refer to as the Echo person, because I can't think of a more creative name to say that won't accidentally set off your Echo device, if you have one. It's a bit like Voldemort, isn't it? Bad things happen when you say his name. Anyway, this isn't Harry Potter, this is an app demonstration, so let's get right into it. Alright, so when you're in the app then, you have a couple of buttons. The first one you come to when you open the app is the Speak button.
Speak button.
Which is pretty self-explanatory. Now, this app does not respond to the wake word, which I'm not saying. The second button in this app is
Alexa app button.
The app button, which opens the Amazon Echo app.
Settings button.
The settings button, which of course lets you look at the settings for Reverb AI, which are separate to the Amazon Echo settings.
Press and hold to speak.
And it gives you a little thing at the bottom there saying what you should do to speak to her. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to speak to it
Alexa
by going back to the
button.
Speak button, double tap and hold, and we're going to ask she who must not be named what the weather's like in the UK, where I am right now, which is Manchester, which is the rainiest city in the UK, as I'm sure you already know, famously in fact. So let's get on with it. What's the weather like? Okay, she doesn't want to tell me the weather, so I'll try a different question. In fact, I'll tell her to tell us a story. Tell me a story.
Puppy love. It wasn't the first time she had seen him at the park. She recognized him by the way he tossed his head when he ran, his long legs that seemed to spin in slow motion, even when he was going full speed. Afton shrugged. I guess it's puppy love, he said. They tilted their paper coffee cups towards each other amicably. The four of them a temporary family, if only for a few minutes, in the golden light of early morning.
That's very nice, isn't it? Nice story there, about two dogs who, are very smitten with each other. Now, I don't know why the weather one's not working, because it usually does, because I've set my location up in the app, you know, which is what the app tells you to do. You know, put your location in the Amazon app.
Alexa app.
What we're going to do now is we're going to go through some of the settings.
Settings button.
There's some pretty interesting ones in here.
Close settings. Speaking to Reverb. To speak to Reverb, just tap.
This is just a little bit of instructional stuff. Usually some of it tells you to go into the app because it's not an actual Amazon device and it's just something that's piggybacking off of the back of the Amazon voice services. It doesn't do everything that the Echo does. For example, you can't enable skills by talking to our little friend. You've got to actually go in there into the Amazon Echo app and enable the skills yourself from there, from the skills store.
Choose the language Alexa speaks and which skills store Alexa uses. English UK button.
Now, this is quite a slick little feature because what this lets you do, this language feature, is it lets you actually choose the skill store where you can get more skills and also lets you choose what language it speaks and what accent it speaks in. So, for example, if I went to the US one, I'm not going to do it now, but if I went to the US one and asked it to sing, it would sing the US songs that she sings in the US and it would also beatbox and all that kind of stuff that she does in the US much better than she does here in the UK. But all in all, it doesn't really matter what language you have it on, because whatever skills you've got enabled, you can still use regardless of the language, which is quite slick, like I said. For example, I've got these pretty fancy Philips Hue lights in this room, and in a couple other rooms in here. So I'm going to get out the settings.
Close settings button.
I'm pressing the close settings button, and I'm going to ask our little friend here to turn my room light off.
Speak button.
Turn Jake's room off.
Okay.
And as I've got light perception, I can confirm that she has actually turned it off. Now, I do realise not everybody has these. It's just a little skill that I wanted to show. Let's turn the light back on. Turn Jake's room on.
Okay.
Now, I do realise I'm speaking to her in a bit of a stilted way. That's because she's not always the best at understanding on an iPhone. I think she's a lot better on the Echo Dot and Echo devices because off the 7 microphone array and such like. However, she's pretty decent understanding me on the iPhone. Let's see if she actually does give me the weather now. She's working. She's actually obeying my commands. What's the weather like? No, I don't think she likes giving the weather to me. I think she knows that I'll be quite depressed with the result. Spoiler alert, it's raining. Anyway, that is the end of this little demonstration. I hope you've all enjoyed it. I hope you found it a little bit entertaining. Hope it's brightened up your day a little bit. So, until next time, thank you for listening, and I look forward to hearing your feedback.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.